Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has high hopes for his second six-year term, with a Republican coming into the White House and GOP majorities in both chambers of Congress. Senator Johnson joins me now with his thoughts on the election, the incoming administration, and some of the issues they may take up next year. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks, Brady. Happy to be on.
Donald Trump won the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Republicans kept majorities in the U.S. House and Senate, but those majorities will be a bit smaller. What's your takeaway from this election as you get ready for another 6 years in the Senate?
I think there's a real desire on the part of the American public, and I'd say the folks in Wisconsin, for real change. You know, people recognize that all the promises made by the federal government haven't panned out very well. Things like the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act did not live up to their name. So you know, they're pretty frustrated by that. And I think that's really the cause for the result of the election.
On the Affordable Care Act, the new president has said he opposes it, as you have, but says he would like to keep a few of its provisions, such as blocking health insurance companies from denying coverage because of a person's pre-existing conditions. Is this a shift in tone or in policy, given his statements during the campaign? And is President-elect Trump's approach to the Affordable Care Act compatible with yours?
I think it's just a reaction to reality. We all want every American to have access to quality and affordable health care. The provision for young adults age 26 to stay on their parents' plan, young people have very little health problems, and so that really is a very minor cost consideration. Pre-existing conditions, as long as you maintain coverage, insurance companies, and you certainly have access to things like high-risk pools. So I think a few tweaks in what was the law prior to Obamacare, we could also very compassionately take care of individuals with pre-existing conditions and very serious health care problems. So I think his comments are very compatible with goals that I think every American, every Wisconsinite shares. And it's, you know, the devil's going to be in the details, but I think there's some ways of doing this without having, as Obamacare did, totally reorder the health care market to really take care of those individuals that could not afford quality health care coverage.
The president-elect has also called for a large amount of new spending on infrastructure and some level of tax cuts, both of which could at least initially add to the deficit and the debt. Will Senate Republicans who have opposed adding to the national debt under President Obama continue to do so under a Republican president, President Trump?
We all need to be concerned about the fact that we are mortgaging our children's future. The projected deficit over the next 30 years is $103 trillion. That would be added on to our almost $20 trillion in debt, so it's clearly unsustainable. Our infrastructure is not in good shape. We probably need to spend more on infrastructure, so I support that goal. It is a question of how do you actually pay for it, and certainly if we're going to allocate additional deficit spending to purchase infrastructure, my job as the chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, that's the Senate Oversight Committee, is to make sure that the money is actually spent on a long-term capital good like infrastructure, not paid out to states and local governments as operational budgets, which is really what I think and I fear the original $800 billion plus stimulus package was spent on.
You said as the election concluded that you were looking to find areas of common agreement. Given the divisions that we saw in the election results and given what we've seen afterwards, how does that happen?
First of all, I think it's just the business person's approach, and of course, Donald Trump is a business person. The way you actually accomplish something in the business world, in the private sector, is by finding areas of agreement. You know, I'm a seller, you're a buyer, we agree on that. I'm going to sell you a product. And so it's a completely different mindset. In the political world, people do exploit divisions for their election. You know, particularly as chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, by finding areas of agreement, we passed 83 pieces of legislation. 28 so far have already been signed to law, and I think before the end of this Congress, a number of additional significant pieces of legislation will also be passed. From my standpoint, it's just the way business people approach things, accomplishing things by finding areas of agreement.
Senator Ron Johnson, thanks so much for your time today.
Have a great day.